What's up? Wake up and level up. It's time to get jump started. Whether you're checking me out on YouTube or listening to me on your favorite podcast player, it is time to jumpstart your day in less than 5 minutes. I'm Mario Armstrong. Let's do this. All right, I'm excited about this particular topic because I think it's going to reveal a lot of things that will be useful for you, or at least one or two things that I think maybe you haven't thought about. So let me explain and give you some context. I want to talk today about overlooked funding of sources, funding sources for your ideas. These are overlooked things. So there was a recent report that came out from the Kauffman Foundation, and it was basically called The State of Access to Capital for Entrepreneurs. Now, this report came out and said that there are three primary pieces of funding for startups or for your ideas. Number one, personal and family. That's kind of common sense. Over 65% of people tap into personal family, personal friends or family members in order to get that money to get jump started. Number two, biz loans. These could be from banks or from other financial institutions. That is at about 17%. And then the third most popular way to get funding for your idea or business is from personal credit cards. And that's just shy of 10%. So it's 65% for personal and family, about 17% or so for biz loans from banks, and then from personal credit cards, almost 10%. Now, if you're asking me, well, what about venture capital? That doesn't even, it barely registers on the radar. I know the headlines talk about venture capital, but it hardly registers in terms of funding sources that are the most popular. It's at 0.5%. All right. And let's not even talk about women or people of color getting access to VC. In fact, most people of color have to end up using personal credit cards, that number three, in order to really fund their ideas. But here's what I want to do. I want to share with you two other sources that this report completely has missed. And one is crowdfunding. That's obvious to me, that you could obviously use other sources other sites and sources to crowdfund for your idea. I don't care if it's content and you're doing like Patreon, or if you want to use Kickstarter or Indiegogo for your concept. You can get other people to fund your idea. You got to take it to a certain point and get it there, but other people can give you the lion's share of the money. Now, here's the other biggie that hardly anyone talks about. Hardly anyone. And it's the way we've actually built our entire business for the last decade and how we've been able to grow and survive and be successful. And that is through sponsorships. Too many people are looking either for VC money, money from family, friends, biz loans, or credit. And guess what? A lot of people don't have the good credit. A lot of people won't get the business loans from the banks and the traditional institutions. Then you have to rely on your friends and family who may not even have two nickels to scratch themselves. So how can you get funding for your idea? Sponsorships. Corporate. It's the same energy, whether you go to a friend and have to convince them on giving you money, or go to a corporation and convince them on giving you money, it's still the same amount of energy that has to be spent. So why not go where there's already money being spent? Why not go where money is trying to find an avenue to reach its audiences? So here are the takeaways with how you can actually deal with sponsorships. Brands are looking for one of four things. They are either looking for thought leadership, that is, they want to look like the center of influence, they want to look like they're influential. Number two, they're looking for conversion. That means they're looking for direct sales or maybe access to your data. They want to convert some type of action or activity to happen. Number three would be a positive association. Some brands just need to look good and be associated with something else that makes them look good. And then number four would be brand awareness. This is just straight visibility. Some brands just want to consistently be visible so that you're constantly talking about or thinking about them when it comes time to make that purchase. Those are one of the four, those are four different things that brands are looking for. So your goal, your job, sponsorship is all about alignment to that brand. So what you have to do is you have a customer type that's interacting with your product, your service, or your idea. Brands have customer types that they have to reach. So what you have to do is identify matching audiences. How does your audience, Who is your audience and how does that match with a particular brand's audience? So once you can match audiences, now you can start to really create value for the sponsor. And then you got to get into a whole process about how you acquire the right person to contact, how you create a sales deck, how do you do the pitch. Those are different videos for different days. I just wanted to let you know that there are more than just those three sources that are there for you for funding. You can also get crowdfunding. You can also get sponsorship. Hit me in the comments if you want more details on how to get that done. And now that I woke you up, it's time for you to level up.